Blog Talk Radio.
Kesha Fan Radio commencing in 30 seconds.
Like, shows the appreciation that fans have for Kesha.
Kesha's always been very honest with what she's talking about.
For me, I feel empowered when I listen to her music.
Bullpen Band is the best.
To Kesha and her music.
To listen to Kesha, man, I don't think I'll do it.
My Crazy Beautiful Life.
Oh my God, Kesha.
You're listening to Kesha Fan Radio, a podcast for animals everywhere. People, and welcome to Kesha Fan Radio, back again. Yet another hiatus, but you know, it is what it is. So yeah, let's talk about stuff with Kesha lately. We thought we were going to get an answer on everything that's going on with the legal case last month, but then, you know, surprise, surprise, it was pushed to, I believe, January, so now we have to wait for that, which sucks. You know, it's just people in general are pretty outraged at this point. Kesha's become a big symbol for other victims who have gone through this kind of ordeal in their lives, you know, where they've been abused in one format or another, mostly, you know, mostly in the sexual assault sense. And it just kind of stands for how victims don't really have a lot of representation. Kesha has a huge lawyer who is very, very high profile in the industry, yet even with that representation, she's still having a hard time. So it's just a little bit disheartening. I know the fan community has been feeling it. There is a petition that's going around. Actually, I'm going to see what the progress is on that petition. Just looking to see who started it as well. I know that Kesha's mother shared it with the general public. So let's see if I can get a quicker link to it. If I go through my timeline, it will take forever to find it. Da-da-da-da. Gotta sweat through the timeline. Da-da-da. Okay, let's see. Where is it? Oh, and if you want to take the opportunity to... if you want to take the opportunity to share something in the public eye that's been gaining some momentum and kind of connect it to what Kesha has been going through, comedian and feminist Margaret Cho has started this social media campaign on Twitter called 12 Days of Rage, and it's where people who have been victims of rape or know victims of rape speak out about the injustices that they've gone through. So be sure to use that hashtag 12, so it's 12 days of rage. And, you know, tweet about Kesha. Feel free to keep the hashtag in there, of, like, Free Kesha Now or Freedom for Kesha, something like that. I will also put up a pinned tweet with some resources for everybody so that they can retweet it, copy and paste it, share it, just some community resources to spread the word about what's going on with Kesha, including this old twit pic that Dr. Luke had uploaded at some point. I think it was around the same time period that Kesha claimed that she had been roofied and, you know, either molested or raped by Dr. Luke, where it's a picture of him taking a photo of her, you know, asleep, passed out. So that's a little weird. It's highly coincidental, and it could be very damning to Dr. Luke's counterclaim that Kesha is making this stuff up, because why do you need to be invading your artist's personal space by taking a photo of them while they're asleep? So, you know, there's that. So I will be sure to include that link. Okay, so this petition, I don't see who started it, but it looks like, this petition is aimed at Doug Morris at Sony Music. Obviously, he did not create it. Durr. So it looks like they want to get 10,000 signatures, and it's really close to its goal. It's we have 8,596 supporters, so hopefully hopefully it should be pretty easy. And obviously this petition doesn't mean that anything will happen. It just shows that Kesha has a lot of support behind her. And I really don't understand the point of view of this record label. At this point, it's just bringing them a lot of negative publicity. I don't understand why you want to keep forcing an artist to try to work with you and try to stand a contract with you. I know that it's kind of like a stubborn point of, hey, you're a moneymaker and we want to keep you on board so we can keep that money. But the longer you drag this out, the more her brand suffers, the less likely she is going to want to work with you. You know, she's even expressed before that, you know, if she doesn't win this case and she has to go back and work with Sony, she might not even have interest in doing music anymore. It's, you know, it's not like she's going to be executed if she doesn't complete the three records that she needs to do in order to complete her her contract. Or you never know, maybe she just might suck it up and do three crappy albums within a really short period of time and promote them and tour them, and you know, that way she can get out of her contract. But you know, this whole thing is very sneaky, and we don't want her to put out music that she doesn't want to do or promote something that she feels isn't hers just to get out of a contract. I think that it's just, it's ridiculous and it's chauvinistic, and it's just another thing about this culture punishing the victim coming forward about something that happened to them, and it's just like stupid and unfair. But obviously we all know that. So that's just my two cents on that. Obviously, you know, don't go out there and be threatening Dr. Luke. I've known quite a few people who have messaged me privately looking for advice and coming to me person to person, who I will not betray their privacy, but, you know, they got busted for threatening Dr. Luke and looking for advice from me. And I, you know, I can't really get involved with it, but, you know, you think you're anonymous online, you're really not. Because he has money, and obviously he's willing to throw his money and his power around to go find people who are threatening him, and you don't want to get involved in all that. It's not worth destroying your future over. And as much as Kesha would appreciate the sentiment of you supporting her, she wouldn't want you to put a bad name on the fan community like that. And speaking of which, you know, I obviously stepped back again from podcasting a little bit. One of my friends kind of works a little bit in the entertainment industry, shared some information about someone who was doing casting for a show that might go on the air, might not. It's to be determined. It's just a project right now. But they're looking for biggest fans of people to put on the show, and I didn't really know a lot about it. So I answered the call and sent in some information about myself, but as soon as I went to go do the interview with the person who was helping to put the project together, it was obvious that this is going to be another one of these really stupid shows where they just embarrass fans and just make them look like a-holes and just something for people to laugh at. You know, I was considering it because I thought this would be a really positive thing for our fan community, and it would be a really positive thing for Kesha, but you know that if they put me on one of these kind of shows where the goal is just to embarrass me, they're not going to let me talk about the struggle that Kesha is going through. They're not going to let me talk about why her music and her struggle is meaningful to me. They're going to pinpoint all the really embarrassing things that I can do or say and edit it together so that I not only make myself look stupid when, you know, I'm a 28-year-old woman, I'm professional, I want to be taken seriously, and I've been studying and publishing things about fan culture and the sociology behind it for a few years. I don't need to negate all of that by appearing in, like, some weird contestant show. And the other fact of the matter is that, you know, one of the main things about the show was to go against other fans in, like, a competition-type setting, and I don't know what the prize would be, probably something really dumb. I doubt it would be any kind of considerable amount of money or anything, but I don't need to prove that I'm a bigger fan than another Kesha fan. I know that there are way bigger fans than me, and that's not a point that I'm trying to prove, and I don't need to do anything to make our fan community look dumb or make Kesha look dumb. So that's just me kind of being open about that, and that incident kind of freaked me out and made me step back a little bit, because I was like, you know, I don't need to do anything to tarnish anyone involved in this fan community just to get 15 minutes of fame. If there ever comes a point where that happens, I want it to be for positive reasons. So yeah, there's that. It was clear too, like when I went to go sign the contract to release the interview I did with one of these producers so that they could include me in this pot of fans that they're interviewing. It's like, you know, we have the right to use your likeness and manipulate it in any fashion we see fit, and you have no right to, you know, sue us for damage to your personality or anything. And I was like, hell no, no. I'm not that thirsty to get on television for being a fan of Kesha, especially if it's to make me look dumb. So I even encourage the rest of you guys to do the same, but you're your own person. If you hear about this casting call, it's like you have to be 21 plus. And, you know, be willing to potentially embarrass yourself on TV. That's on you. I don't want to do that. You know, Felicia. So let's see how much time I have left. Da-da-da-da. All right, I have like 3 minutes. So anyway, just to share some stuff about Kesha really quick. I had a tab open with her Twitter feed, but yeah, just look for that post that I'm going to be doing. It'll have some resources for you guys. Otherwise, Kesha did a very, very, very short appearance on Jane the Virgin that was pretty funny. That was a little while back, and Kesha is going to be on a TV show very soon. I'm just trying to pull that info up, but my computer is being a slow piece of crap, so let me fix that. I also need to, I'm aware that I need to fix my Twitter bio, because one of my friends set up a actual website for Kesha Fan Radio, but now it's gone, and I don't want to bother him. He has enough on his plate, so we'll just stick to the free page that I had up. No big deal. I have to update those archives, and I'm going to see if I could pre-record shows in the future. That way they just sound, they sound a little bit more organized and professional, and not like I'm talking over a phone, which it is. Yeah, and then maybe, you know, I'll set up a brief time period where people can call in live, but I haven't had someone call in live to the show in a very long time, so I don't have a problem. Okay, so Kesha is going to be on a show that's called Super Into, as in I'm super into insert blank whatever you like to do. So it's a show called Super Into. It's on True TV, and it'll be on tomorrow night, Monday, November 9th. Should be on at 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central, you know, arrange it for whatever time period you are in and see fit, and just check that out. Should be something really fun. Obviously, we know that Kesha is into scuba diving and animals and environmental work, so that should be really interesting. So yeah, just stay tuned. I'll be back next week. We'll hopefully do a longer show, but you know, it's Sunday. People seem to still be, you know, comatose today, so I didn't expect to really broadcast to a lot of people, so I was just keeping it chill. So I'll see you guys next week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Kesha Fan Radio, commencing in 30 seconds.
Like, shows the appreciation that's on top of Kesha. And
Kesha's always been very honest with what she's talking about.
For me, I feel empowered when I listen to her music.
Full tank down to that.
See Kesha and her music.
To look for Kesha, man. I don't think I'll see
it. My crazy beautiful life.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to Kesha Fan Radio, a podcast for animals everywhere.